Up next is the super cute girl next door. Take it away.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset. She's going off about something that you said. She doesn't get your humor like I do. I'm in my room. It's a typical Tuesday night. I'm listening to the kind of music she doesn't like. She'll never know your story like I do. But she wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts. She's cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers. Dreaming about the day when you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here the whole time. If you could see that I'm the one who understands you, been here all along, so why can't you see? You belong with me. You belong with me.
Girl next door. Woo. Your voice is so cute.
It is. It reminds me of Squiggles.
It does remind me of Squiggles. I was thinking that. Squiggles.
Squiggles.
Okay. So, I liked that you did Taylor Swift because I secretly love her. Or openly, I guess, at this point now, because I just announced it to the world.
Dun dun dun.
Do you want to go first, Belk? Because I feel like I keep being like, I'm going first. I like jump into it. I'm like, okay, this is what I have to say because I'm talking. So why don't you go first?
It sounded a little nasal to me. It was on key. The verse was on key, but it sounded nasal, and the chorus was, it sounded a little wobbly. It was on key, but it was like, sounded like you were having a hard time with your breathing, and the high note with the C was okay. No, it didn't sound like it was executed as well as it could have been, but this was, overall, it was a decent audition.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was super cute. I thought there was there was a moment at the beginning where it was, like, a tiny bit pitchy, like, just, like, a little bit, like, very briefly.
Yeah.
But I thought that this was, like, a cute pick for your voice because Taylor Swift is, like, very cute. Like, she's just, like, all her songs are about very cute things. Like,
yeah.
Like dating and love
and love
boys
and
that
dating.
Are cute and prince like, and dating
some more.
And let's see, I guess, I really didn't like the ending. That was the main. That was like, I was like really good with it, and I liked it up until the ending.
Yeah.
I thought you were really like straining that jump, and you took like an awkward pause between a space. It just felt kind of awkward to me. But I thought your voice, I think your voice is really cute, and I really think that this song choice might have been just like a little too much for you a cappella. Like, I think this would have been fine if it had music, but I think because it was a cappella, it kind of threw me off a little bit.
Like, maybe if you came back with another Taylor Swift song, like, which one was this? Like, Love Story, maybe, or something.
Yeah, or, like, Teardrops on My Guitar. I know that's kind of, like, old Taylor, but, like, I feel like that would be better because there isn't as... Yeah, and, like, Love Story, too, doesn't have as many, like, as, like, jumps. Like,
yeah.
Because there's that weird, like, jump. I don't know what that noise that I just made was.
Jump note, this or whatever.
You belong with me. Yeah, it's just like, that was so not on key at all.
Neither was
don't
mine.
Copy me.
Don't copy me either.
But, yeah, I guess that's my one comment, was the ending really threw me off. And, like, maybe, like, if you don't go through tonight, like, we don't know, obviously, what's going to happen. I would definitely, like, really, really, really want you to resubmit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think your voice is so cute. And I really, really like it.
We need a Squiggles.
We need the cute one. We need, like, Aw, and, like, all your songs that you do would be cute. Oh, my God, you and Bryson could be, like, the cute pair. Every critique, we have to mention Bryson.
We do.
No, but I still liked it, and I thought it was really cute, yeah. And I love your voice quality, so.
Yeah, nice good energy. Job.
Yeah, good energy. There was one... The ending sounded like a little dead to me, but I feel like that was because you were freaking out about the notes, maybe? Maybe? I don't know. Anyway, I'm done.
Me too.
Up next, we have Cookies. Take it away.
Forget sounds good. Forget, I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make it nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell. I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could. I'm still mad as hell. And I don't have time to do what it is you think I should. Cookies.
Cookies. Nom, 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 nom. I just ate cookies.
Delicious.
Yum, yum.
Country cookies.
Country cookies. I need to stop doing the accent. It really needs to stop.
Damn, country cookies.
Yeah. See, you're better at it than I am. At least you sound like kind of legit.
Kind of. Mine hardly.
Mine is like really shitty. Okay, Valk, you go first. I'm not going to say anything.
Dun, dun, dun. The beginning sounded like it was a little too low for you, like you were struggling with it, and it was a little, like, low volume-wise. The verse, I kind of didn't really like that much. Like, it sounded like it was just low for you overall, but then the chorus came in, you were all like, I'm cookies raw, I'm sexy and tough and a cookie, and yeah. The chorus.
I wasn't going to say anything, but then.
But yeah, the chorus was really good, and I liked the edginess that it had. It kind of reminded me, like, of Paramore a little bit for some reason, but it was good. This was a good audition. I liked it.
Yeah. I guess, are you good? I don't want to, like, cut you off.
I'm good.
Let's see. All right, cookies. I agree with you at the beginning. The beginning was a little low for you. It sounded like you spoke a couple parts because it was too low, which is like a little sneaky trick we people who don't sing very low like to do. Like, oh, we can't sing this low, so we'll just speak it and make it sound like acting, and it's awesome. but that did not, like, pull away from your performance, in my opinion. Yeah. I was not like, oh my god, she just talked. Bah. but it was very sultry at the same time. And I felt like you really, let's see, I love how you built it. Like, I think part of the reason why I was a little not bored at the beginning, because that does not come across the way I'm wanting to say it. I'm not saying that correctly.
Disinterested? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, like, because it wasn't boring. Like, I was just like, oh, this sounds a little low for her, and I was, like, a little nervous. And it seemed, like, a little bit lower on the energy side. But then, like, slowly, you, like, built it, and when you got to the belting, I was like, yeah, awesome. Like, this was a good, like, that was a good song choice just for the belting. Like, I would have, like, personally, I didn't like the beginning as much as I liked the ending. I thought you, like, really brought it at the end, and I was like, yeah, cookies, attack, rawr. Oh, rawr, but then there was
cookie rage.
your mic puff. You puffed mic at one point, and I just was like, mic puff. And it, like, pulled me out of your performance for, like, 2 seconds, and then I was, like, back, because you were still belting, and it was beautiful. But I understand that, like, you probably had a really, really good take of this, and you just were like, oh, whatever, yeah. Mike Puff. But, in the future, for all contestants, not Cookies alone, no Mike Puffs, please. Please. They're notoriously horrible.
Yes, they don't ruin it, but it takes away from the performance.
Yes, it does. But it's totally, totally fine.
Because this was awesome.
Yes, it was, and your belting was phenom. Phenom! And I really, really, really hope that you go through, if not this episode, but whatever many episodes. I just hope that you go through. Because I seriously think that you singing country with music is going to be awesome. I'm really excited for people to have music, basically, is the gist of what this is boiling down to.
We should just skip to this part and gone to music.
I know, we should have skipped a cappella, like, ew. Ew. Anyway, I'm good. Sorry that I was kind of, I felt like I was very, like, not articulate, but I'm sorry. I'm sorry,
We didn't mention Bryson.
Oh my God.
Cookies is his playmate.
What?
In this corral of Woody and stuff. She's the damsel in distress.
Wait, Bryson's saving Cookies?
Yes, Bryson is saving Cookies from
Dylan
Collins.
He's like, Cookies, don't become a whiskey girl.
Exactly.
And Cookies is like, hell no.
She's like, oh no, you didn't.
She's like, I'm gonna sing in your face. Which is similar to screaming in the mouth, but singing in your face is better. I hate screaming in the mouth. I'm sticking to my guns on that one.
Good thing MCBFF isn't on the show.
I know, seriously. Okay, cool.
I'm done. No more tangents.
Yeah, no, except there's gonna be tangents. Okay, I'm done.
Done.
Up next, we have Zane. Take it away.
Said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet times. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit ya when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? He said. I went skydiving. I went Rocky Mountain climbing. I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I loved deeper. And I spoke sweeter. And I get forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying.
Zane. Alright. I like your song.
Yeah, I love this song, like, to death. To death. Aw, and it's about stuff. Irony. Yay. I'm rambling.
It's about stuff. I was a little displeased with the fact that you messed up in the middle and you didn't redo this.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you, I don't exactly remember what the word was, but you were like, You like, stumbled on a word, and you, like, said it again, and then you kept going. And I was like, why didn't you redo that?
Or edit it out.
Edit it out and, like, cut it so that it fit. I don't know. It just, like, that was really threw me off. I thought your energy was kind of on the lower side. I thought towards the chorus it picked up a little bit and you had a lot more, like, spunk in it. Yeah.
This was really nasal, and this song, it sounded like you were trying to sing it in your head voice, and the song is like a chest voice song, so I don't know why you were singing it up there and it sounded all in your nose, and it sounded a little pitchy.
Yeah, there were definitely pitchy moments, yeah, in my opinion.
I liked your vibrato and the time, like, I don't know if you edited this together, but, like, the timing of the verse and the timing of the chorus seemed like they were kind of off and, like, they weren't part of the same song to me, but I don't know. That might just be me.
Yeah, no, I definitely felt that. Yeah. But I guess, like...
I don't know.
it definitely wasn't my favorite thing. I actually, I think this is one of the first times I've heard you sing, Zane, and I felt like you didn't put a ton of effort into it. I feel like if you had, you would have cut out the part that you messed up or done something with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. And, like, at the talking parts, like, it was really low energy. Like, really low energy for me.
And, like, the talking parts would change into, like, a non-nasal, like, your voice. And then you would go back into the nasal thing. So I don't know why you didn't just sing it all down where the talking parts were.
I guess I'm, like, confused about, like, the nasally thing. Like, I don't know. Like, because was that supposed to be, like, an accent? Is that, like, what?
I don't know. It didn't sound like it to me.
Yeah, same. Like, I wasn't sure if he was trying to, like, put on a voice, quote unquote.
Yeah,
but like, I don't know, it was just very, that just, like, really threw me off. Bryson, he was mentioned.
Yay! He's been mentioned in every critique, I think.
Every critique so far.
Awesome.
Epic. Such epic win. Bryson, we love you. That's why. Okay, cool. I'm done. I guess my thing is, if you don't get through, I would definitely say to really just kind of make it into, make it cleaner.
Yeah.
Because it felt sloppy. And I wish it hadn't felt sloppy.
And maybe sing something lower, in a lower range. Well, this is a low range song, but actually sing it
in the down.
Low. Yeah.
In the key that will fit your voice in a good way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. I'm done.
I'm done.
Cool.